Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Microphony
and a phony at the mic.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
You think I'm some dummy off the street? Yeah, my era is everything. No, I cover all eras. My nickname, Mr. Era.
Jeff Lutz.
I've been around for 34 years, longer than most people.
34 years to me is that happened yesterday, not in your lifetime.
There's no alternate history where that could have been achieved.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Good afternoon and welcome. It is Bob and Jeff on KFH. Bob not here, needs two people to replace him. Two very noisy people who can't figure out how to sit in chairs. To my right, wearing his Tennessee colors proudly after the Volunteers take home the College World Series Baseball National Championship with blue shorts and glasses, it's Mike Furches.
Hey, yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, but I wear Tennessee stuff all the time. Either Tennessee or East Tennessee State, and on occasion Wichita State, but those are the three teams. I don't wear Tulsa so much anymore. But
why would you ever wear Tulsa? See, that's...
Well, I was talking earlier. I've always supported the team of the town I live in. And I don't live in Lawrence. I don't live in Manhattan. I live in Wichita. So I support Wichita State. But my roots run deep. I was never good enough to play at Tennessee. I have a nephew that did and a number of high school teammates that did real well playing at Tennessee. But you cannot grow up 100 miles from Knoxville.
Are you going to let me introduce the other?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. He's worth it. He don't squeak as much as I did. Don't ask me a question if you don't want the answer.
Did I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What was it?
We're missing the star of the show. Where's Bob?
That's a good question. Where is Bob? We could use Bob right now. To Mike's right is David Michael Hahn. Girl Dad is what your shirt it says today.
Do you know who
as those on the webcast could see probably clearly.
Those watching the David webcast, do you know who the characters are?
Ren and Stimpy.
Bluey.
Bluey?
Yeah.
They kind of look Ren and Stimpy-ish.
Not really, but kind of. The slightest. But I am a girl dad, and don't tell Mike that I switched chairs before he got here.
You're a girl dad and a boy dad.
That's true. I got the shirt when I was just a girl dad.
Mike is a girl dad and a boy dad.
Yeah, I'm a girl dad and a boy dad and an adoptive dad, and I have dog children as well.
I hate to be distracted, but breaking news came down before we went on the show. The Guardians and Matthew Boyd have agreed to a major league deal. So,
is that really breaking?
It broke.
For you.
You don't have to. Maybe it's not news.
Well, I heard
it
you,
might not be news, but it was. It did break.
It did break.
I heard you like praying and thanking God and everything over a few minutes ago under your breath, while they're whispering it
what
out.
Are you talking about?
You announced it to yourself. Yeah, you're so excited.
He didn't even acknowledge you when you got here. He was over there. No, oh, he's the Guardians. Thank you.
I don't acknowledge people before we go on a show together. You're over here telling every story in the book. I think that's material we could use on this show.
Well, we
now
can.
I feel like I've heard it all.
Well, okay. Well, I'll make something up.
But I'm not sure how lightly or not to tread with Mike Furches, because everything out there.
You talk, you and your
but
dad.
You type it out, but do you want to talk it out? Is that the same thing?
You know, I don't mind, because I have this crazy thing in my life that I really appreciate when people think I can say something or, you know, do something that helps them out. And I think being an open book encourages people to say, well, shoot, I'm not as bad as that.
Or and I'm people really that same thing and I'm not alone. I mean, it's definitely helpful.
Yeah.
If that's the way to amplify your own voice and bring some positivity to people.
But you've become a voice of, man. I saw some comments the other day that you had on Wichita Eagle Forum.
What's your point? What do you think I'm the voice of?
You're getting vicious out there. It's like Jeff's ready to tear him off and go at it. Let's give him some gloves.
How was I vicious?
I think you called the guy dumb.
Well, if he was being dumb, I mean, I'm allowed to call him dumb. Is that not?
Well, that was the word after the word dumb.
No, I didn't say any.
Oh, yes, you did.
No, I did not. You're making that up. I would not drop three-letter bombs on a public Wichita Eagle comment. Well, I wouldn't do it.
What was the? I'm trying to remember what the discussion was about. But
hatred of people. I mean, that's if that's all going to get me going.
I really admire you for your stance on the quality for all people.
Why is that? Why would that be admired? I don't understand.
Because
you don't
see it all the time. Good Lord, open up Facebook. Anybody open up Facebook.
I know, but those people should be reviled. That doesn't necessarily mean someone.
That one dude you reviled pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Dropping three-letter words.
I don't think so. Did I put stars in them? Well, did I make it like a $?
No. I think the word only has three letters. But
that's what I'm saying. Was it $?
It was actually me. It's my burner account.
There you go. See, I can see
it's
you
your
doing
sock
that.
Puppet.
It's exactly.
Your sock puppet. I'm a little bit more outwardly angry than most.
But you know, still off Twitter?
Good God. This question comes up three times a week.
Well, I'm glad to be a part of it.
I don't have a personal Twitter account. I have an account on which I follow the Guardians and participate in some Cleveland Guardians discussions.
Is that where you got the breaking news?
Yes.
Wow.
That Matthew Boyd is now a member of your Cleveland Guardians.
Did you turn off the alarm that gives an update every time something happens with Cleveland?
No, I don't have notifications. I hate getting notifications on my phone. The only notifications I get are when someone calls me and when my alarm goes off.
Not texts?
I don't get a notification. I just get the symbol in the corner.
Really? You text back so fast.
Yeah, I'm usually holding my phone because I'm a degenerate moron who goes after people on Facebook.
That's
but
fair.
I don't get the actual notification that drops into the screen, you know.
We should let the people know that the greatest group chat of all time is sitting right here.
We have not participated in that group chat.
We did it once. Yeah, the one time we opened it up.
What would be our group chat like theme? Because with my not really extended family, but my Ohio family and my little family here, we have a daily where we share our Wordle scores and our connection scores. Sometimes I do the New York Times mini crossword. Sometimes I do the big crossword, the New York Times crossword. I'm proud, although Mondays are very easy. So I don't want anybody to think that I'm beyond a reasonable amount of intelligence.
So the Dollar
but
Tree.
What would our theme be? What would we share daily with each other that would improve each other's lives? And David, I'm going to go to you first on that one.
Probably, I'd say facial hair.
Would it be like motivational?
I don't know about
we
you.
Could be the poster
you
channel.
And I could talk about it. Yeah. I think daily motivational would be nice. I think that, we sometimes are grumpy in our own rights, and I think just bonding together as men to daily motivate each other to get up and get after it would be great.
Do you really want to get up and get after it every day? Like, Does thinking about getting up and getting after it, Mike, does that motivate you? I feel like not getting up and getting after it would motivate me. You know, like, oh, I don't have to do anything today. That's awesome. Let's get it.
Well, I'm not surprised. But
wow.
Speaking of this, my goodness gracious. The last couple of weeks has been rough because I'm taking some medication that causes me to sleep. And I'm one of these guys, I'd rather be up at 4:30 out duck hunting or walking the fields and hunting geese or something. But yeah, I'm let's get up and get early, you know. Let's, another little known fact, people, I love to hunt. When I was a kid,
well, that's awful.
As a city boy, growing up and then living on a farm and getting to hunt, I never killed anything I didn't eat.
That's good.
Yeah,
so. I've never eaten anything I didn't kill. Does that work also?
I was foot to pavement at 4:15 a.m. this morning.
Really?
On a walk.
That's impressive.
Yep. Back then I worked
right around the neighborhood.
I went around the neighborhood, got back, worked for a little bit.
See anybody outside that you waved to, or were you kind of the only guy?
I saw one car heading into wherever they were heading in. Other than that, it was pretty
quiet. No other walkers?
No.
Yeah, that's a nice little peaceful and serene time for you.
It was great. It was fantastic.
Got tons of walkers in my neighborhood. I love getting up. And nothing beats doing it early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
If I could convince my wife. Sheila, if you're listening, any agreement here that it's better to walk in the morning than the evening?
Absolutely.
I mean, for just your metabolism and everything else, and you feel good.
I technically went on 3 walks this morning.
Wow.
And I saw a lot of people on my second 2 walks.
I did one. I did one walk this morning. I usually go around the parking lot at Channel 12 one or two times. Today, just once. It's a decent walk.
What time did you get in this morning?
Early.
Define early.
I don't know who's listening.
Okay, that's fair. It was 3 a.m., obviously.
Yeah, it could be or it could have not been.
Yeah, of course.
one of those times. Mike, update us on your health. Because
I'm an open book.
Because we want to know, and we're going to exploit you at all costs. Yeah. That's why we're doing this.
I don't know. You know, for those that follow me on Facebook and stuff, and I had a scare where I had to go to the emergency room, and they had real issues. They could not get my blood pressure down. That was one of the scariest things. But then they did CTs and MRIs, and I had to do some biopsies, and I find out about that probably next week. So. A little concerning, but I'm still cracking jokes, having a good time, and enjoying the company of my wife. So I love
you're
being
hanging
here.
In there.
I'm not going to not hang in there.
This guy hangs.
No, he hangs. He's tough.
I'm going to have fun and enjoy life. Life has sucked too much in the past that, despite all the vitriol that I see on Facebook and social media, I'm not going to give in to it. I mean, and there's a time and a place for Ecclesiastes and the old bird song. There's a time and a place for everything, but not constant and always. So we'll try to be a bit of light in a dark world.
Well, we're going to keep you continuing to appear on this show.
Good.
We're going to keep checking in with you. I realized today I felt awful. I went to text you, I guess it was last night, about being on the show, and I had a text to you typed out that I didn't send. It said, "How are you feeling?" And I'm like, Mike never texted me back about how he's feeling. Oh, that's because I didn't send the text. That's going to happen sometimes. Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah, it happens all the time. And I've got some texts that I've sent before I should have proofread.
Do you think I should have sent that text, "How are you feeling?" and then immediately went into, can you do the show tomorrow?
I wouldn't have thought anything about it.
All right.
I was at the movie anyway, so it was late before I saw it. So,
and by the way, I'll set up the show, but Dave, how's your health?
My health's
as far
good.
As you know.
As far as I know, my health's fine.
You're doing okay.
A little overweight, I suppose, but that's why I'm trying to get up at early and walk. Do
well,
some calisthenics.
Do. Yeah, I mean.
You guys just remember what Fernando said.
Fernando Valenzuela?
Fernando Lamas.
And it's better to
we don't need no stinking badges.
Saludos, can we meet again?
You missed it.
Go play it again, because I was talking over it, apparently.
I thought you was listening to ABBA or something when you talk about Fernando.
That's what I thought, actually. The best ABBA song, Fight Me, on
all time, yeah.
Apparently there are at least 3 different...
Fernando.
What did he say? I didn't even hear
advice.
It.
Here he is.
And it's better to look good than to feel good. So you...
Huh? Better to look good than to feel good. I guess I could not agree with that, but you never know. I'm going to set up the show today. You guys ready?
Is it going to be about ABBA?
It might be. I mean, I can write that down.
Write down ABBA on that,
I have
please.
A list of topics. Do you guys want to talk ABBA real quick? Do you have anything to say?
Give us the list rundown. We'll bring it back.
At 2:45, Mike's regular segment on pop culture, we're going to do that.
Oh, man, I didn't know I was going to do that. It's Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you're here.
I have to make something up. That's good. Okay.
No,
we got a half hour.
You've watched some movies.
Yeah. I'm good.
You've watched a little television, haven't you?
Yeah.
We're going to get into maybe some television before your pop culture segment. Okay. Maybe your pop culture segment won't be about pop culture.
Maybe it's about a television show that Jason Duda and Jeff Lutz just love
to. Oh, man, we have to talk about that right now, can we?
I couldn't even tell you what the name is. So
you haven't watched Shoresy. I haven't shared Shoresy with you. I don't know if you'd watch Shoresy.
There you go. There's a theme. We throw in names of songs. You're a fortunate son.
So you have now.
It's okay.
You have. Have you watched Shoresy?
Yeah, I watched. I told you I would. I've never.
How much
told
have you watched?
I watched first episode so far.
That's it.
That's all I can.
And all you can say is it's okay. Like, what's the deal? What's going on?
Well, I just went through this procedure that I don't even know if I was consciously
cares about
aware.
That.
Yeah, but I don't even know if I was consciously aware when I saw it. So I'll go back and watch it again. But I did watch it.
Good.
Can you tell me what it's about?
The plot at the beginning is
no spoilers.
It evolves. It evolves quite a bit. But the plot at the beginning is that there's a senior league Canadian hockey team that has continued to lose. And they're about to fold the team, and the captain, the person who becomes the captain of the team, the namesake of the show, Shoresy, says, okay, we'll never lose again. We're never going to lose a game again. And
if they lose again, there's consequences.
It starts from there, and it evolves. That's not the plot for every episode. That's not the plot for season two. That's not the plot for season three. But that's where the show begins. And I'll tell you this, it's very vulgar.
Nice.
But it's not sophomoric vulgar for its own sake.
Mm.
Shucks.
They are in on the joke.
Darn it.
They are in on the joke.
Okay.
It takes itself seriously.
The first episode.
If that makes sense.
Imagine the game of soccer. And a coach comes in.
Or you could
from
just
Wichita
imagine
State.
The game of hockey.
Well, I know, but it reminds, it reminds me of a popular show that involves soccer and the coach turning the team around. That's what I got from the first episode.
Got it, which is a very good show.
It's a great show.
You got Ted Lasso from that?
Yes.
It is not like Ted Lasso.
Well, that's the impression I got from the first episode.
Did he see the first season, first episode, or
yes,
is he on this season?
I'm on the first season, first episode.
Shoresy's great. I'm sorry.
Have you watched season three, Max?
No, I haven't got season
three. Oh, my God. It's so good.
It sounds like a show perfectly written for you.
No, I'm not a sophomoric humor guy. I'm not.
You said it's not sophomoric humor.
It is, but it's intentional. It's on purpose.
Got it.
Because it's just the atmosphere. You don't have to. It's all said, like I would say, something sophomoric.
On Facebook?
No, like those things are serious. The mean things, I mean. But the sophomoric things are said for effect, right?
Yeah.
They don't really mean anything. And I try to explain that to people all the time when I'm just going off and popping off. None of that ever means anything. I'm just looking for a reaction.
It does to the author that's putting it on paper.
But it shouldn't, when you're watching Shoresy and you hear vulgar and crude and that type of humor, that's not something you should necessarily take personally or seriously or offensively.
It's just a representation of the story and the characters in the story to some extent, yeah.
But
it seems like in real life we get so ticked off when people do that and because they don't understand it. I could go into a long spiel there, but I'll be quiet.
Season three makes me think that television could end right now, and we've seen the peak.
It's that good?
Well, I need to get to season three.
I guess I'll have to watch it now.
You have to. I think you should.
It's on what?
It's on Hulu.
I have Hulu.
You have Hulu.
I got Hulu.
There's 6 20-minute episodes a season. You can be done with this by the weekend.
Well, you don't know my life that well.
Well, I know you have kids and you do things, but who cares?
I was up at 4:15.
Yeah, you could have been watching Shoresy.
I could have been.
Is it going to hold my attention like the 47 spinoffs of The Walking Dead?
If it doesn't, I would be surprised.
You like those?
I love them.
I would be surprised if it doesn't because the dialogue's so good, the character development is so good, the acting is so good, the writing is so good. There's no weaknesses to the show. That's why we talk about it all the time. We're not just going to come in and talk about some show that stinks.
How are the special effects, like if they get in a fight? I figure it's a hockey game. There's going to be a fight someplace.
Well, they're, most of them, or a lot of them, are ex-hockey players. And they're include. We talked to Bruce Ramsey the other day, the head coach of the Wichita Thunder, and he said he got in a fight with one of the characters on the show, with the actors who played hockey. Oh, they got in a fight. A couple of the guys played in the NHL. One of the guys was a first-round pick in the NHL. So it's real hockey. Everything's great.
It reminds another team that does another sport, but I'm learning to like these guys. It kind of reminds me of the Savannah Bananas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about them.
It's not a gimmick thing. I mean, you're going off into places that I'm not comfortable.
They're really playing
against Ted Lasso, I don't see that. And I don't see whatever it was, Savannah Bananas.
You're the one that sent me the text at 4 a.m.
What are you talking about? Did I? Why do you make stuff up, Mike?
It's out there now. Can't take it back.
I don't think I did I?
Will I be able to convince my...
He's actually looking to see if he did.
I know.
I'm not happy with you.
Will I be able to convince my wife, who does not care for sports, let alone hockey, to watch the show?
My wife loves it, and she could care less about hockey.
Could she care less or not care less?
It's a turn of a phrase.
Oh, okay.
Like, I could give a crap. You know what I'm saying?
I could
care less about that.
I think it's I couldn't care less.
No, it can be I could care less also.
Well,
it's a colloquialism.
So there's
not
even
it's
more
not
caring.
Meant to be taken literally. It's like I could give a blank. You know what I'm saying? It's like
so this is motivated.
I couldn't, but it's like who cares? It means that.
So this has motivated you to watch that movie that Duda has been recommending.
Slapshot? Yeah, I've watched it multiple times, and I ask me anything about it.
So it was worth it.
Yeah, give me a quiz about Slapshot. I'll tell you anything about it.
I'm proud of you.
Who's the main actor in Slapshot?
You're asking the main actor in Slapshot?
Are you Googling it?
I'm not looking it up. It's obviously Paul Newman, who plays Reggie Dunlop.
He definitely looked it up.
David Hansen's in the movie.
Yeah, as the IMDb page suddenly pops up on the screen.
No, there's no IMDb.
He promised Duda and I like a year or two ago that he would watch Slapshot.
Except,
yet to see.
Why would I need to watch Slapshot when I could watch Shoresy?
It's a different.
What else are we talking about today?
Anything you want.
At 3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock, we've got the executive director of Cowtown. They have a 4th of July event coming up. We're not necessarily advertising that. We could talk about it, and we could talk about Cowtown and its history in Wichita and what it means to our community, because Dave and Michael Hahn over there does a Wichita-centric podcast. Have you discussed Cowtown very often on that show?
We've mentioned it a handful of times, I think mostly on the Is Wichita Haunted episode, because apparently Cowtown is haunted.
Hey, I got some haunted stories I can tell you, including my house.
I'm not ready for this. My constitution's not ready.
Oh, it's not ready.
I'm just nervous about the haunts. No. But we'll talk.
We can talk.
Yeah.
We can talk off air sometime.
And at 3:25, we have a game.
I'm ready for the game. You are in the worst.
You're not really ready for the game. What is going on with
Mike's
that
up.
Chair?
He's mobile. He has gone mobile, folks.
We'll get you a new chair.
Oh, I like standing above.
Obviously,
you.
We have
I might stand
top
too.
Of the line equipment in this studio.
I'm up. We're up.
All right, you guys look great. We're going to take a break, though, right now. You guys just figure that out during the break. Hopefully, when we come back, you'll have it settled. Stay with us. It's Bob and Jeff, David Michael Hahn, Michael Furches, and we'll be right back.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
So, David Michael Hahn, we talked about Mike Furchess's use of social media and what he gets out of it. You, every time I go on, what are you doing?
Flexing.
Every time I
look at look at Mac. Jeez.
Anything here? Nothing?
No, there's nothing
I'm extremely strong. How do you like to use social media? Because every time I log into Facebook, it says David Michael Hahn has updated his story. Are you updating your story that much? Or is it just because I'm not opening them that that it's maybe telling me more times than one?
Well, you and I interact enough on social media that I think it probably populates me on kind of your friends.
Yeah,
so that probably helps. I primarily use social media, at least Instagram and Facebook. I do post on my story probably every other day, just kind of little snippets of my life with my kids.
You like family life.
Mostly family life or smoking meat.
Personal life.
Right.
I think there's like a, I might be in that generational divide or generational gap between you two. I share some stuff. I mean, I don't know. You guys share a lot, but it's different for you. Michael shares a lot. David Michael Hahn shares a lot. Michael Hahn, Max, Mike, David, Michael, it's just too many. You share a lot about family. You share a lot about personal stuff and opinions. I share some opinions. I don't know. It's just, are we oversharing?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I only probably post on, I usually post pictures on Instagram that then flow to my Facebook. I post outside of my story. I post once a month, if that. It's mostly just, you know, wishing somebody in my family a happy birthday or just musings about life. I like to try to get kind of deep and personal about my family and my relationship
with
my wife and my kids.
So. I haven't done that as much
recently. And that opens up doors. That opens up doors for conversation.
Yeah.
Big time. So I think what people forget or they don't know, I think it's probably that they don't know, I started on Facebook and social media as a vocation. And I know that sounds crazy, but
you were trying to get some of your work out there? Or?
Yeah, well, I was working with Hollywood Jesus, and at the time we realized that there were people that were making decisions related to faith. We were the official discussion site for the Da Vinci Code and the official leak site. People don't understand these major studios leaks information. We were the official leak site for the movie The Passion of the Christ, and those were big.
What kind of things were leaked about that movie at the time?
About
the story.
Maybe things that Mel Gibson had done, the direction of the story. But no, there were parts of it before it came out that people didn't know, that it was going to be in the Aramaic and things of that nature, all those kind of things. But the intent, we saw people that were making decisions, and they were just left there. And so George Barna, who is a famous researcher, if there's any Christian researchers or pastors, they will know who George Barna is, one of the top researchers in the world. He helped give some ideas for how we could go on social media, be involved in conversation, and yet find ways to open up doors to talk to people. So, and I hate to say this, but for full disclosure, I make a little bit of money from that.
Okay, still?
Yes.
Nice, good job.
But with the settings at Facebook now, with stories, stories and reels, you can make money.
Yeah.
You can?
You absolutely can.
I have a great idea.
Do you have a money-making scheme?
Well, I have my Big All of Dave.
You make money now?
I make money not via social media. Well, podcasting I do, I guess. I make money.
You make a little money?
On podcasting I do, yeah.
That's impressive. You think I can make money doing stuff?
Probably. Yes. It's not that hard.
What do you think I could do that would make money?
Have a radio show?
I do that.
Okay.
On Reels or Stories or...
I mean, you were talking about how you know so much about baseball, you can't even listen to baseball content. Why don't you do a baseball podcast?
No, I didn't say that.
That's kind of what you said.
That's not what came out of my mouth.
You're very knowledgeable related to baseball, specifically the Guardians.
Yeah.
I said I'm not going to consume a lot of baseball information unless I feel like I'm going to learn something. But I do consume a lot of baseball information because I'm always learning, and I'm still learning, and I want to continue to learn because it's something I love.
If you could find a way to do a one-minute reel about baseball, you'd get followers, and you'd be making some money.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a great idea for – I'll take you guys off air. I have a great idea. I'm working on it. It's coming on my new social media that I think could potentially build some followers. We'll see what you guys think. But you and I talked about doing a podcast together.
We did.
The History of Whatever.
Exactly. That sounds like an amazing podcast.
Yeah, well,
I could do a reel on the history of whatever.
Yep.
1 minute on anything.
Yeah. We could still probably do it at some point.
If you make it good as Snoop Dogg does his, you'll be making some big bucks.
Yeah. What does Snoop Dogg do?
Oh, God. He does nature videos and everything. If you've never seen him, you need to go back and check him out. They are hilarious.
Now, Snoop Dogg, for you, Jeff, that don't know, he started as kind of a rapper.
He did?
Yeah.
I thought he was mostly a philanthropist.
And now he is.
Or a philanderer.
Right. And he does nature shows. Right.
Well, good. He started, what, can you name any of his big hits?
I like Drop It Like It's Hot.
Did you know even before that he was an actual, real rapper that was good?
Oh, yeah? Can you name any of those hits?
Gin and Juice?
Oh, I love Gin and Juice by The Gourds.
What are you talking about?
You've never heard The Gourds
cover the case?
Gin and Juice?
Have you heard the... I can't say that out loud. His first album? I can't say the name of it, but you know what it is. It's got Ain't No Fun on there. It's got Doggy Dog World on there. It's a great album.
Great
Mike,
album.
You can speak to this, can't you?
Yeah.
Do you like rap?
I like legit rap. I don't like what I would call pop rap. Mm. But go back to the days of Tupac. I think even you go back to, even older than that to some extent, there's Public Enemy. There's some really good.
Who's pop rap in your opinion?
Anything on right now?
Yeah.
What do you call that,
on
pop
the radio,
rap?
At least.
Yeah.
Or has rap just become so mainstream that it's just pop now?
I call it mumble rap.
Yeah. Joe Johnny grows up in an established neighborhood with an established family that makes a lot of money and thinks he can rap, and he's not really lived the story. There is something to living that life. I like Eminem for that reason. I mean, he grew up in 8 Mile, and if you've ever been to 8 Mile, it's not the place that most people want to grow up. And then the emotion and the tunes that come out of that, and Snoop's kind of the same way too. Although he has progressed to more, I don't know. I like Snoop.
He's hard to not like.
He is. He's so funny.
He is funny.
Well, he's a character. He's absolutely fantastic.
He's reinvented
himself so many times that it's impossible not to continue to like what he puts out there.
His commentary on Mike Tyson and Roy Jones is one of the most classic sports commentaries of a fight I've ever seen in my life.
Could you imagine Tupac becoming what Snoop Dogg has become, hanging around with Martha Stewart and coaching kids football and doing these funny things, going to WrestleMania and
elbow-dropping
The Miz? I mean, can you imagine if Tupac had been that guy? That'd be hilarious.
You'll appreciate this. Back when I was a senior pastor at a church, this is back when I knew Pastor Mike, and we got along pretty good.
The other Pastor Mike. Mike O'Donnell, the late great.
And I'm glad you put the word great in there, too.
Oh, he was the phenomenal man.
But I did a series one time at church on the music of Tupac. That was actually a Sunday morning series.
Huh.
And we looked at Tupac songs and looked at the analogies of how that fits today's world.
How about that?
I'm different.
I'm different.
We like it, though.
I do, too.
Oh, that's what you should be doing, pursuing things. Break time to get to pop culture next.
Yeah.
You guys feeling it?
I'm ready, baby.
Have you consumed a lot of pop culture lately, David Michael Hahn?
I do not consume pop culture.
I thought you watch shows. You don't do shows anymore?
I've been playing Star Wars Battlefront, the original from 2004 recently. So that's my pop culture.
Gaming and music are both considered
pop culture.
Yeah, but this was from 2004.
Yeah. That's the historical.
There we go.
This show is absolutely loaded from here on out.
Well, this needs to be a regular feature, regular group right here.
I'd be here.
Do you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm very insecure, so I need to hear
good,
at least
Jeff.
Two or three more times that we're okay here.
Give me a heads up, and I'll block my calendar off.
I love it. Who do you think are the most hated bands of all time?
Nickelback.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Eagles. I think those are good, too. Max, do you want to weigh in on this? Because to be hated, you also have to be kind of great. You have to be on a level that you are exposed to a lot of people, in my opinion.
All I know is I hate Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
Their plane crashed, I'd be happy.
That's the second time I think you said that this week, right?
Max, you take things just a one half step too far.
That's how I feel. I'm a beacon of truth.
The official position of this show is that we don't want Guns N' Roses to die.
I like Slash.
That's the official position.
I always like Slash.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
I agree, not with Max's death sentiment, but I'm not.
I didn't wish it. I just said if it happened, I would.
I didn't say you wished it. I just said it was a sentiment.
Looking back at
the
trouble they've caused.
Semantical arguments.
Look at the trouble they've caused on one mediocre album.
I mean, I'm not a Guns N' Roses fan either, but there's no but. I don't really like them. That's the end of the comment.
I'm still trying to figure out what happened. I'm lost. Am I gone? I don't know.
I hear you.
Okay. I'm still trying to figure out why does it people hate Nickelback? Because if I had to pick the most hated band in the world, it would be Nickelback.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're that bad. I kind of like Nickelback.
Maybe that's the thing. I don't know.
Yeah, why?
Most hated bands of all time.
It's probably one person at one point.
Do they really hate them?
Yeah.
Yes, I think they do.
One person at one point started this trend, and it's become a thing.
There you go. There's something that somebody can call in about why you hate Nickelback.
Yeah, please do. Because
I don't know.
According to WatchMojo.com, this will be an impromptu game. Let's see if just on your first guesses, you guys can get any of the top 10. Excluding Nickelback, which is number one. So
they actually have a thing of most hated bands.
Top 10 most hated rock bands, according to Watch.
We're talking rock bands?
Is this a Gallup poll? Or what was?
No, this is just what they perceive to be public opinion.
And these bands don't give a flip as long as they're selling records.
And these are...
I don't even know where to begin.
These are mostly, you know, mainstream rock bands. There's one that I have not heard of, and maybe that's more on me than on them. But does anyone have a guess?
I'm going to go with Creed.
Creed is number three.
Let's go. Oh,
excellent. There you
go.
David Michael Hunt is still in the game.
Let's go.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Incorrect. You're out.
You're out.
There you go.
I got another one.
Thank
Max
you, Lord. I'm out of this contest.
Journey.
No, it's Max's turn.
No, but he said he's still thinking, so I'm going.
You're out. Max, you win. You let Max win right there.
No, he has to redeem himself.
You have to get one right and then get another one right.
Exactly. Creed is a good one. Thank you.
Creed was a good one.
I don't know why I even thought of it.
You were on the right track.
With
previously.
Journey?
No.
Oh.
Max was on the right track.
What number is Nickelback, did you say?
Three.
No,
one.
Nickelback was number one. Okay.
Your group was number three, Creed.
My group.
Max was on the right track when he...
Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
That doesn't count.
Really? Does that count? That's number five.
Hi, we're going to have an album, Chinese Democracy, 40 years later.
I thought it was Appetite for Destruction.
That was the first one, and then they had...
Weren't all their good songs on that one?
Use Your Illusions, and then everybody... Chinese Democracy.
Were you not a big Spaghetti Incident guy?
No.
I don't think he's in anything like, them guys.
I used to make fun of them when I was playing them new.
Here are the others, according to WatchMojo.com, the most hated band rock bands of all time. Nickelback 1, Limp Bizkit 2.
Oh.
Creed 3, U2 4.
I should have thought of U2.
I can see that, but they're good, so I don't understand
their music on my phone.
I think that happened because later on when Bono became... You know, in that pop tour, and they cost money every show. They never made any money.
They played the Sphere, though, so they must be amazing. Guns N' Roses 5, Black Veil Brides. That's the one I had not heard of. Mike?
No. Nope, news to me. No wonder they're hated.
Black Veil Brides.
Why do I have a black veil to get married for anyway? That's just ridiculous.
Popularity and fan base are a clear force to be reckoned with. Not that I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
On the other hand, there's enough negative feelings toward them to sustain Facebook groups about how awful they are. Number 7, Coldplay. Number 8, Korn. Korn, anybody? Number 9, Green Day. And number 10, the Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah. I should have gotten you to.
I mean, if you're into a band like Korn, you're going to love Korn if that's their style of music. But Green Day?
What did Dave Matthews ever do to anybody?
Played a guitar or something.
That doesn't surprise me.
He dumped poop into the river, though. You remember that?
What kind
of? No.
Their band was on a ship or a bus or something. And they dumped all their waste into like a river in Chicago. I'm pretty sure that happened.
I lived in Chicago. It didn't hurt that much.
I should have got you two, Coldplay. I think Dave Matthews Band, I don't hate them, but I'm not surprised by that.
A lot of people don't like them.
I don't hate Dave Matthews.
Those
I think they're
obvious.
There's a lot of those bands, actually, that I do like.
Korn, I know of them.
I like
Brian really
Welch and all those guys, yeah.
Korn was in that episode of South Park, I think. That's about all I know.
Odyssey has a story on this. This is the number one source. So this is what data shows. And they have the 21.
Are we replaying the game?
No, we're not. But that includes Mumford & Sons,
yeah.
Bob Dylan. What degenerates. I mean, I get not really preferring his music. It's not for everybody.
But hating?
You can't hate Bob Dylan.
One of the great lyricists of all time, if not the greatest lyricist of all time, and people hate it. That says something about our world.
That says something about data that dumb people are contributing to it.
Well,
Fish, Radiohead, Kiss I can see. But again, I don't understand why they'd be hated because they have such a niche fan base that if you're not in the fan base, I don't imagine why you would even think about it.
Well, and they're getting new fans all the time. I mean, they're going to, when they end everything, they're going to be as popular just about as they were when they started. I mean, they contributed so much to the concept of theatrics of rock and roll. It's ridiculous.
I have a question, Mike and Max, and maybe even to a lesser degree, David Michael Hum, but to guys that have been around the block a little bit. I keep hearing the Eagles, they've had so many farewell tours, and Kiss gets brought up in this conversation too. First of all, the Eagles have had one farewell tour, and they're on it right now. It's called The Long Goodbye. No other tours have been seriously billed as a farewell tour. Does Kiss have that reputation for a reason? Do you know that they've been on like multiple farewell tours, that they've just been out there saying goodbye all these years?
No, they had the last makeup tour, and then they had the no makeup tour. And then they had We Have Makeup On Again tour.
It depends on whether Gene Simmons can find a way to make money off of it. And I'm not saying that as a criticism.
I mean, the Who, Jefferson Airplane, yeah. And all those have had is our last go-around tour.
The Kiss initially had a farewell tour in 2000 to 2001. That was the last tour to feature original member Ace Frehley. So that's kind of the same. It's sort of a farewell in a way.
Your world Ace and Peter Criss.
Yeah,
there you go. We will get into some pop culture. Mike, you saw a movie yesterday.
Someone yesterday, going to see one tonight.
What are the movies that you have seen and will see?
Oh, man, there's so many that I've seen. Tonight I'm going to see the opening of A Quiet Place Day One. And yesterday, what was it we saw yesterday? We saw the Watchers, the M. Night Shyamalan movie last night. So those are a couple. And I see 2 to 3 movies a week, except for a little over a week ago, I didn't get to see anything.
Did you see the preview, either of you? I don't like leaving you out of this conversation. Have you seen any movies?
I'm just happy to be here.
Dave and Michael, he's just happy to be here. Have you seen or heard about or watched the preview to either of these movies? One is called Treasure. One is called Tuesday.
No, for me.
Really?
Yeah.
You should watch the previews to Treasure and Tuesday, and then we should go see them together. My wife and daughter will not go see Tuesday because it's about a young girl who is terminally ill.
I'm out.
And her mother trying to come to grips with that with the help of a metaphorical and also physical parrot.
I'm out.
But it's also too much for you?
I have two daughters.
Yeah, I have one too. And she's the age basically of the girl in the movie.
Well, then you should be out. Maybe
Why?
You want to. Maybe you want to cry.
I don't mind crying.
I don't like to cry.
Well, you should. You should get in touch with that side of yourself.
Yeah.
You should learn to cry. As you get older, you're going to be crying at everything anyway.
That's a topic for the the blog and stuff right there.
Our podcast, the Michael and Michael podcast. Yeah. I'm down.
As you get older, everything will make you cry. You might as well just get a head start.
I did see the preview for the Christmas movie with The Rock.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Tell me about that.
It looks kind of funny.
Rock's not, he's not a bad actor. Yeah. He's turned into a decent actor.
It looks clever.
Yeah. Something's going on with The Rock. Continue what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying that the movie, it's like basically a spin-off all sorts of different Christmas folklore and different things. And it looks comical. I mean, I'll see it.
Well, I'll see it, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I don't see movies. I don't watch movies either.
I wanted to see Tuesday and Treasure and Inside Out. And
well, let's go.
I watched the one. We should go.
Let's go.
I watched the first hour of the Incredibles 2 movie last night on my kid's iPad.
How'd that go?
It was fine. They hogged it.
How many Incredibles are out there now? Three?
I think there's just the two.
Just two. Well,
they're spinoffs. Yeah, they hogged it for the most part, and I was chasing the little one around, but it was decent. I like the first one better.
First one was good. Classic for a reason.
How was
Let's talk about the Watchers?
Is that what it was called?
Watchers, it's, you know, M. Night Shyamalan is an acquired taste.
Yeah.
And if you understand what he's doing, it's very good. But most people don't understand what he's doing. I mean, because there's so much undertones.
Yeah.
You know, there's the concept of family and the concept of doing what you want versus doing what you've been told. And do you accept fatality or do you try to find reasons to live? Those are all underscored themes of them, which I really appreciate. I love that kind of stuff. But it's M. Night Shyamalan, and it's not for everybody. But I enjoyed it. So,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
What was better, Civil War or The Watchers?
Civil War.
Of course.
Civil War is very...
Well, I mean, you have Captain America and Iron Man. It's just, you know, can't...
It's crazy. When you and I met... David Michael Hahn.
Wrong Civil War.
I know.
You were watching so many television shows that I couldn't keep them all. You had one small child.
I had one
now
small child.
Now you have three small children.
Small
and not as much time in the day to watch television shows.
No.
At least we get to go to lunch occasionally.
I do sometimes get to see you for lunch. No, we don't watch a lot of TV. I mean, we don't have a lot of time during the day. I mean, we get from about 7 till 8:30. Well, 7:30 till 8:45 at night.
Well, go from 7:30 to 9:30 tonight and watch season one of Shoresy.
Okay.
And let me know what you think.
I'll pitch it.
Pitch it and make it happen.
I'll pitch it.
You're the man of the house. Get it done.
I'm in the house.
Get her done. Who said
it's,
that?
It's, that's Larry the Cable Guy.
I know who it was.
One of my favorites.
Is it really?
He's one of my guilty pleasures.
Oh, my goodness.
I love Larry the Cable
He's
Guy.
He's nothing in real life like the character, but what a great
I
character.
Wish, isn't he, though?
No, I don't
Hasn't
think he
Hasn't he morphed
is.
Into Larry no. the Cable Guy on some...
No.
Speaking
he's,
of,
he's morphed into how to make money is what he's done.
Speaking of former Don Imus characters and calling people, wasn't Kinky Friedman involved with Imus?
Well,
Kinky Friedman has passed away today.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Imus definitely promoted him and played his
I
music.
Thought that's where I like heard.
I love the song. They ain't making Jews Like Jesus Anymore by Kinky. Have you ever heard
what?
That?
I heard.
It's,
I didn't
like
hear
title.
It.
Max, have you heard? You've listened to Kinky.
What
Max,
Kinky
don't
Friedman?
Fool me. You've listened to Kinky Friedman. You're kidding.
No, I never.
Oh, my gosh. Now I know I have ways I can please you. He was like a country music artist out
he
of Texas.
He was Jewish, though.
I don't know if he was or not, but
I
it's a great song. It's
Friedman is a Jewish name, and I think I read that he...
You know,
is Jewish.
I kind of liked Don Imus.
Not that matters, but it matters in the context.
All the time. Did you ever listen to him?
No.
Of course, I liked Art Bell and Art Nuri, too.
All right, we're going to take a break right now. We're going to come back and talk to James Quint, the executive director of Cowtown. He has not been in that position for very long, so we'll talk about his background, what brought him to Wichita, Cowtown itself, and... Little 4th of July Celebrate America thing they've got going on next week. Fun conversation to be had next with James Quint, David Michael Hahn, Michael Anthony Furches are here. It's Bob and Jeff on KFH. Stay with us.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.